From the County Board Chairman requesting authorization to abolish one position of Administrative Secretary 1, Office Assistant 1, and create two part-time positions of Administrative Secretary 1, Office Assistant 1, Receptionist. This was referred to the Committees on Finance and Audit and Personnel, the Department of Administrative Services, and the Division of Human Resources. Finance and Audit approved this item by a vote of 5-0.
Mr. Cooley, thank you for coming and welcome.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, committee members. I'm here on behalf of Chairman Holloway, who has put in a request to abolish a vacant position of office assistant, which previously functioned as our receptionist, and to create two hourly positions of office assistant. Currently, we are using the services of a temporary help agency to staff the front desk with two individuals. If this is approved, it would be our intent to hire those two individuals in the hourly positions. In total, on an annualized basis, this action would save the county board budget close to $30,000. So on behalf of Chairman Holloway, would ask for your consideration.
Concur with the person? Yeah. Or for financing?
Yes.
Okay. Questions or comments? Okay, we have
Mr.
a motion.
Chairman.
Yes, Supervisor Caesars.
Could we ask just for a brief overview of the analysis showing the savings as to continuing use of the outside agency versus full-time benefits as, or part-time salaries and part-time benefits for the position?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, the current arrangement with the temporary help agency, they provide the for the salary plus an additional hour amount, kind of for their overhead on the hourly cost of the positions. In converting these to hourly positions, because they would be hourly, there would be no benefits involved. And the two individuals who are functioning in this capacity now are not interested in having benefits and don't need benefits, and so they're very happy with this arrangement as well.
Thank you for that explanation. I was wondering if the current candidates, if they get appointed and then they no longer would be in that position, does this create a situation then where at a later date a subsequent candidate would be eligible for benefits on top of the hourly amount?
Mr. Chairman, department staff can address this as well, but it's my understanding that by virtue of being hourly positions, there are no benefits involved in filling those positions, regardless of who the incumbent is.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Mr. Cooley.
Okay. All right. We have a motion by Supervisor Borkowski to concur with Finance and Audit. Please call the roll.
Borkowski.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Caesars.
Aye.
Rice.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Haas.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Mr. Chair.
We have a board of today.
Aye.
6 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to concur with Finance and Audit is approved.
Thank you, Chairman and Committee.
Thank you.